Blog Talk Radio. just like that. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, Bouncing the Wheels. It is the best 60s of sports. Yours truly here. I don't know. Historically, we would tag this as one of those, hey, it's just another Sunday, and we talk sports. We talk NFL. We talk Major League Baseball. We talk NBA. We talk NHL. But today is a little bit odd in that last night in the Western Conference Finals of the NHL, not only did our Chicago Blackhawks take out the champion LA Kings, they did it in double overtime. And this may not mean a lot of you out there that are just fair weather fans of Chicago sports or Middle America sports. If you I have been a big time Chicago Blackhawks fan all of my life. It goes all the way back to the early 70s. Championship I thought they should have won when they got smoked by Boston or whoever. Or the Detroit Red Wolves in 97-98, and their back to back titles made you feel like garbage if you're a Blackhawks fan. But since 2010, I've seen something really special in the hockey world happen in Chicago, and it is truly known as the Chicago Blackhawks. The talent level, the speed, the effort with which the Marion Hosses and Jonathan Taves, Patrick Kane go out there, nothing short of amazing. And thankfully, as a fan, we get to enjoy that. And that is just amazing. Again, as a sports fan, and again, I'm not hating on any city in their talent teams. Please understand that. Not hating on anyone, but what we've got going in Middle Earth and Chicago is truly special. The sport looks bad. They're young. The Sox not playing to their potential, even though they've recently had some successes. It's always amazing when you see people leave a city and go somewhere else and become really, really successful. It just makes you pit in the bottom of your stomach. You're just kind of, ugh. Anyway, nothing standing. To my family and friends out in L.A., I wish I could feel sorry for you, but you had your title last year, and it's really hard to repeat. So, that's all you're going to get. I'm not going to talk about it. I refuse to talk about family and friends in L.A. or talking all that ish about the L.A. Kings and repeating. It's hard to repeat in any professional sport. And they just found out now that going up against simply a better team in a series usually proves – well, then again, I can't really get away with that statement because if you look to the east in the NHL, you see Boston playing the Pittsburgh Penguins, and on paper, there's no way Boston should be able to skate with Pittsburgh, and all Boston did was sweep Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll figure that one out. But that's why you play the game on the ice. Or as they say in NFL, you play it on – it's not determined on paper because it was determined on paper. The NHL got what I think I wanted, which would have been Pittsburgh, Chicago, the two most named teams, story franchises, with all the star power, would have been on the ice. Jerome McGinley coming from Calgary with all his high powered prowess and scoring capabilities. Sidney Crosby, the best player in the game by many accounts. Vinny Malkin. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on. Someone forgot to tell Boston that. They say so in this thing. And Boston kind of woke up after being down by goals with 10 minutes left in Game 7 against Toronto and rallied to get that done. And they've been playing, literally lights out ever since. Tuukka Rask is a beast in goal. And so now it comes down to still two very large markets. The NHL's got to be thrilled. They get Boston. They get Chicago. Blacks, the number one seed throughout most of the year, the great regular season, the booming start off the gate, and here we are, Chicago, and all starts I believe next Wednesday night in Chicago, game one. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Tuukka Rask will get some rest. Corey Crawford will get some rest. Let's see which one of the guys can stay on his head, and which team can get to four wins first. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun with this whole thing. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747 from your smartphone or from any landline across the great North Americas. You get to me, yours truly, Vinny Moore, broadcasting live in the Fast 6 Minute Sports. It's been a while since we've done this. We've been teetering on the show we're going to do for the best comedians of my generation, which is just the nominees are amazing. And some of the clips you all have sent, amazing. Maybe we'll play a couple of those as part of just the segue about this show. How did it all go down last night? Well, I'd love to tell you that it was, this great, great, variety of stars. This was the Patrick Kane show last night, and it sounded a little like this.
I think the quick thought it was going to be icing and realized it wasn't. Now here's a chance for Patrick Kane. wasn't the quick to realize that it wasn't icing. Williams, Bickle right on him, and Bobcat! It around to the near side of the Chicago zone. Bickle, they force a turnover. Here's Kane to Kane. 2-on-1, hustling back his point. Up a shot. Goal! Patrick Kane in overtime!
And that is how it sounded. You heard a lot of the last night. Again, and give like credit, they did not go quietly into this good night. I mean, coming out of the second period, the score was 2-1. They get the equalizer, and now you got a game. With about 3:54 left in the third, Kane gets his what would have been his second goal of the night, putting the Hawks up 3-2, and you think that's it. Done, right? But not so fast, my friend. Off the draw, a quick shot at the end of the set. Before you know, 9.4 seconds left in period number three. You've got a tie ball game. So we go to overtime. Team exhausted, tired, playing on sheer will alone. Go through the first overtime period with no one scoring. Then we get to number two, the overtime number two. And this is where you heard the turnover. Jonathan Toews streaking down the ice, 2-on-1. The quick pass to Patrick Kane, the shot, the goal, and the eruption. And it sounds a lot like this. They blow this song every time Chicago scores. And I mean every time. So here's the moment of trash talking. For those in Boston on the East Coast, get used to hearing that. Now, I like Tuukka Rask. He's going to be a beast. I don't know that he's seen quite the speed that Chicago sometimes can bring. But let's face it, you just came off beating Malkin Crosby. So by no stretch is Tuukka Rask going to be easy. Let's just call it what it is. It's going to be a great final. Barry Melrose and all the fun pundits that he is are excited. Again, you get two big markets, two original six teams playing in this thing, which ultimately is just something truly, truly special. So the NHL is set for the tunnel, but there's a little thing going on in the world, coming up, actually game of the night in the basketball season. Let us forget that Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs play game two tonight. Chris Bosh comes out and says that the Heat must play with fear. I think it's as much as possible. You're down one game to none. Fear isn't the operative word for someone like Dwayne Wade or LeBron James. Let me remind you all, a few years ago when the Heat won their first title after being down to the Dallas Mavericks and rallying back, Dwayne Wade played fearless. And that is exactly what they needed to do. Now, I am not a Miami Heat fan, to use so you know, and that's not against Dwayne Wade. I love Dwayne Wade. I love the fact that he, his teammates have stuck together through a tremendous amount of adversity, injury, now fatigue. I've never been the biggest LeBron fan, only just because of the one man can't win it all. Well, he can't. It took me my playing on a team that it takes Norris Cole, it takes Mario Chalmers, even a Mike Miller, a Shane Battier to win a title. And so now you have them playing the ultimate team, San Antonio Spurs, who done nothing but Tim's nickname, the big fundamental. That's exactly what they do. They fundamental you to death. And good old-fashioned quickness, speed, sound passing, sound decisions, good scoring opportunities, And they just literally, I won't say they dismantled the Heat. That's not true. I mean, 92-88 is not really dismantling. However, in the last 5 minutes of game one, you knew which was the better team. They didn't have the better athletes, they had the better team. Greg Popovich simply outcoached Eric Spoelstra in the last half of that game. And it was evident to anyone paying attention. Now, game two tonight. I don't know that Miami can really win the series. I think only because you're going to rely on a Herb Dwayne Wade, a man who's trying to do far more than he should in LeBron James, and Chris Bosh, who, while he says they need to show up with some level of fear, plays every day like he's scared. That's just my opinion. I stand by it. Have you ever seen Bosh celebrate? Isn't that the ugliest face you'll ever see in the NBA? That is just the one mug that you just do not. His mom is not proud of that moment. I am sure she's proud of her son, but that moment, baby, don't open your mouth like that. Put that mouthpiece in and try to yell, come on, let's go. That ain't getting it. But you got to love his passion. You got to love that. But unfortunately, you get more passion out of the fundamental stature of Tim Duncan, the character of a Manu Ginobili, and the energy of Tony Parker. So I look forward to tonight's game, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. Today's day is Sunday, June 9th for Major League Baseball. Right now, Boston is taking care of the Angels 10-5, the Cubs leading 4-1. That's in the top of the ninth. Colorado, a 4-0 leader in the bottom of the fourth over San Diego. The Giants, a 4-0 lead right now. The Atlanta Braves, 4-1 over the Dodgers. The Yankees in Seattle, 1-1, bottom of third. Earlier today, finals, Texas, a 6-4 winner over Toronto. Boo-hoo. Detroit, a 4-1 winner over Cleveland. Miami, an 8-4 winner over the Mets. The Washington squad. What are they called? The Nationals. Thank you. The Nationals, a 7-0 shutout from Minnesota. Did anyone notice this interleague play, this year-long interleague play has got you a little bit off your square? We've gotten accustomed to the idea of the interleague being part of the season, but now it's all the season. This is odd. Anyway, the White Sox are winner 4-2 over Oakland. Our baseball score right now. Anyway, it's Wednesday night in Chicago. Blackhawks, Bruins. It will be a bruising series as the Bruins want to slow it down. They want to beat the Blackhawks up. The Blackhawks want to go up tempo. I won't call them the Miami Heat of hockey because there are a lot of parallels in the fact that they do transitions very, very well. Again, when Miami gets out and runs in transition basketball, they are the best team in the NBA. Slow them down and make them play half court, they're not so good. San Antonio's game from the Heat will be largely the same. We'll slow it down. We'll play fundamental basketball. We'll pound it down low, and our bigs will be – well, they don't have bigs, so they have Bosch, and that's not really a big. That's a small big. I said it, and I stand by it. And, then, of course, as we get further in the summer, all the great things will lead toward our favorite sport, the National Football League. So, who's your team this year? If you're in basketball, is it the Spurs? NFL fan, do you actually break down and say that this will be the Bears' year now that we've gotten rid of Lovie Smith? Mark Trestman and the big offensive coordinators are there. They've got weapons out the yin-yang. Forte is back. Brandon Marshall is back. Alshon Jeffries is healthy. Are the Bears ready to take that next step? Or are they still a year away? Are they win big play away? It's not Matt Forte. Is it Bush? That's your 3 yards in the cloud of the guy. What do they need to do to get it over the top? 619-639-4747. 619-639-4747. So happy to join on what is now a Sunday afternoon in Middle Earth. 419 in Chicago, 319 up here in the Great Northwest. And I say Great North as in Calgary, Alberta, one of the greatest cities in the country. And I am proud to be operating from here today. In the meantime, and celebrate all the wonderful award shows that have been going on, and we celebrate those who've come and gone and been blessings and have entertained us. We look back at celebrate what is now the Chicago Blackhawks on the way to the NHL Finals, as well as what we hope is the Spurs taking care of the Miami Heat. Now, I say that without indicting any of the Clear channels or any of the CBS radios or NBCs, anyone who picks this up. I'm not indicting anyone. I just happen to be for the San Antonio Spurs, and I absolutely no secret about that whatsoever. So we see someone watching. Listen on.
Yeah, this is an untouchable funk, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is for all the players and the playettes. Wherever you at, you dig? I'm talking about from this side, that side, east side, west side, your side, my side. It's all about being funky, man. Hey, yo, give me that microphone. It's heavy D, the baritone, and I'm home alone, dig it. And I'm always staying freshly dipped on 1/2 5th with a dog bark and a dreadlock and bit long split. Okay, 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 it's heavy D again. Hallelujah! I'm on your TV screen again. You see me on your MTV and on your BET and on your local Focal Point video show. Nigga, that's how it flows, so
I like an eagle.
No sequel, no equal. I get love from all the fucks because I'm a still my people. I'm dynamic, punks panic when they see me. They get all shook up when my mic's hooked up. Let's get it on.
Untouchables at your door. Suppose your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. Suppose your whack rappers hit the floor.
I bleed forever thugging on a quest to get G's. Running from enemies ever since the days of the sea. I'm under pressure, the stressor had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see you stacking G's. They ask for a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the nicotine. I can't sleep, close my eyes and see wicked things. I keep my pistol by my bedside, one in the chamber, preoccupied with homicide. My life's in danger, rolling down the 45. Beware strangers, hand on my 45. That's what the pain does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know until I'm gone. From out the gutter where the jealous motherfuckers roam. Pass the weed, let that Hennessy get to me before the penitentiary. Let's get it on.
Untouchables at your door. Suppose your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. Suppose your whack rappers hit the floor.
I thought you knew I stayed true to this round thing I do. I have all the honey saying go poo. I flip a style from the project built in 70.
Hey, with apartment
60, I turn food stamps to green stamps and grow power amps. And so weed under corner lamps. But now I'm just microphone talking. So when you see my ass, have my cat, or just keep walking. Niggas got more game than Genesis. Seen a movie made in L.A., now everybody menaces. But them youths don't trouble we, because they fall victim to what they see, hey. I keep it real and real, like my last album's title song. But I understand it takes a year for niggas to catch on. Hit them in the head, go. So let's get it on. Yeah.
But the Dutchies full of the sunk. The cops to get wicked in the joint. Notorious and glorious. Niggas know who's the mind blower, the weed grower. Have you seen doubles like Noah? The rhyme flower, B.I.G. Top top with the Glock, check your pockets and your sockets. Just the way my pops taught me when you throw the drop, check them thoroughly. The bastard might spin around and try to bury me. And dead niggas don't make no moves. When I'm slinging in the hood, I don't fake no moves, alright? Reminiscing on my swinger days, when I drove a caddy and my bitch sported finger waves. Yeah, she had the Gucci boots, I had Cerucci suits. Oscars, Bagash, Coca-Cola looking real cute. Junior Mafia representing Bucktown. Mac 11 top back, niggas better duck down. Face down, you know the routine, the cream, earrings. You know the drama Biggie brings. Let's get it on.
Untouchables at your door. Suppose your whack rappers hit the floor. Untouchables at your door. Suppose your whack rappers hit the floor.
Somewhere in someone's car, somebody has turned the volume all the way up. Somebody's iPad is vibrating on the table right now. I don't know if y'all remember that, but during a time when East Coast, West Coast was at each other, and we really weren't quite sure exactly what all that was going to become, uniquely enough, something special. Let's get it on, which you know, featuring Heavy D, big Pumba. A fun time. Again. For those of you in Middle Earth, it's a fun time. Now, for your fall coming this year, your Chicago Bears, Mark Trestman, your new head coach, doing what he does best, putting together an offense that will accentuate your quarterback, Jay Cutler, exploiting the defense's weaknesses week to week to week. You're going to see Matt Forte out of the backfield, Michael Bush out of the backfield. You're going to see more things out of the backfield than you can imagine. You're going to see Martellus Bennett coming down seam routes. You're going to see Alshon Jeffrey doing slants that they're going to turn into yard runs. You're going to see Brandon Marshall. I don't think he's going to take a step back from any of his numbers. I think the Bears are going to be a lot of fun to watch. And if their defense is anything close to what it was last year, it'll be a very, very fun time. In the meantime, I want to thank you because you're listening to Fast at 60 Minutes in Sports with yours truly, Vinny Moore. Back after this.
January is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're saying thanks with $3 6-inch sandwiches. That's right, our totally tasty egg salad and ham sandwiches are just $3 each. Hurry in, January only. Subway, think fresh, eat fresh.
I think the quick thought it was going to be icing and realized it wasn't. Now here's a chance for Patrick Payne, and he scores! Hanger, I thought the lineman was waving this off for enough period of time for Jonathan DeQuick to realize that it wasn't icing. Williams, Bickle right on him, and Bob goes! And boy, are the Kings upset that there wasn't a penalty on this play. It is now 3-2 Chicago. Sends it around to the near side of the Chicago zone. Bickle, they force a turnover. Here's Kane to Kane. 2-on-1, hustling back his point. Up a shot. Goal! Patrick Kane in overtime!
Track itself, and in Chicago, a 4-3 overtime, a double overtime winner. Patrick Kane gets the goal, sending the Blackhawks into the Stanley Cup Finals. And what we originally thought would be against the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Penguins laid the big fag against Boston, allowing Boston to simply sweep them. Well, it may be a little unfair allowing them. Boston played in its mind to get the two original sixes in the finals. Boston, Chicago getting it going Wednesday night. From the United Center, and now it would really truly be the madhouse on Madison. It's an exciting time for Blackhawks fans. Prognosticators are now coming out of the woodwork. Some have got the Bruins in seven. Some have got the Blackhawks in six. Let me tell you something. Okay? And I'm going to tell you this because I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it, but you already knew that. At 29 past the hour, wherever you're at in this world, if this thing goes, it favors the Blackhawks. That would have meant that it would have taken Game 6 for something to have happened to get to the game stuff. Eventually, Game 1 will probably go to the team that scored first, only because both goaltenders are literally playing on top of the head right now. If you put them on paper, Tuukka Rask is a better goaltender than Corey Crawford. But it doesn't mean anything, because John Quick is the best goalie in hockey. And where is he at right now? He's at home. Why? Because Taves and Kane, through speed and skill, back in the second time, game over, and LA is at home. There'll be no championship. Oh, the Hawks, who have always decided that they wanted big markets to kind of be at the forefront. Well, you got them. You got Boston, Chicago. In Boston, Chicago, and the NBA is big. Boston and Chicago and hockey is, if you depend on who you ask, is equally as big. So this will be fun. You have people in Boston yelling at first, they can be called Hockey Town because Hockey Town should be Boston. Chicago saying, what about us? All right, so It's going to be fun. It is going to be so much fun. Both these teams, they play hard. You know, Boston's going to want to be the team that beats you up and slows the game down. They don't want you to get out and transition to speed. Chicago will be the team with the higher skills, faster, much more technical in its talents. And unfortunately, that may mean absolutely nothing if they can't get past Tuukka Rask, who was a great goalie. So, it is what it is. I see my family online. I see everyone out there doing what you have. I hope you're having a great Sunday, wherever you're at. 31 past hour. We don't really have much to talk about right now. And it's fall, so we can get to the good stuff, which is always the NFL. I see that one of our fallen stars, Titus Young, has posted bond and has been released from jail. That's scary when that's the only thing coming to the NFL. Well, wow. Let's Titus Young, the NFL trailing safety efforts. To bring in Tyler Winslow. Gordon's one of your running backs in Cleveland, banned two games. Bears unlikely to sign quarterback Russell. Which Russell? Please tell me that's Jamarcus Russell. Had 3 weeks dealing with cancer. He's had removed those just cells well. And of course, the Baltimore Ravens have finally gotten their rings. It took long enough. Yeah. What's the average cost of one? Let's start. I'm sorry for the way it was made. The most good way to for being. Which teams still had the best? I mean, yep, pretty good. About what's going on in Chicago, feel pretty good about what's going on. And in Baltimore, championship run. You gotta feel good about it. Pretty three third fast hour, fast 60 minutes sports. Okay, that was weird, guys. That was incredibly weird. All right, so what did we lose? About 4 good minutes of internet radio. All right. So. We know. We know that the NFL's got some issues. We know that the NFL is a business. The Ravens got the championship rings. The Oval Shape ring made with white and yellow gold contains 243 diamonds. I'm just looking to see if there's a listed cost of what this ring was. That's not going to, which is probably a good thing. If I just hurt my heart. 243 diamonds. Wow. Ravens logo outlined with 40 diamonds sits over a pair of Lombardi trophies. Ravens won their other Super Bowl after the 2000 season, and Lewis, Ray Lewis, that is wearing the ring he received after that unforgettable season on his right hand. Ray Lewis took me 12 years to get back and get the ring dead. I want my teammates to cherish what while we're old champs. The Gaudi ring isn't designed for everyday wear, but it makes an intriguing conversation piece. I don't doubt that one iota. Anyway. All right. So, you know the deal with the NHL Finals now, Chicago and Boston. You know the situation with Miami and San Antonio. Game 2 tonight on tap, wherever your ABC affiliates are. For those of you who follow us on Facebook, it is the Fastest 6 Minute Sports. Feel free to look us up anytime. In the meantime, for my friends and family out there in the Middle Earth, known as Chicago, Illinois, I love you and nothing you can do about it. We're still optimistic that at some point one of our baseball teams is going to wake up and do something special, but doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime terribly soon. You got your score for today. You're anticipating a game in a couple hours. Let's see. Any updates in baseball? Colorado won over San Diego, top six. New York, Seattle won one, top five. Top five also, San Francisco 4-2 over Arizona. Atlanta 7-1 over the Dodgers. Texas Rangers 6-4 lead over the Toronto Blue Jays. That game is final. Cleveland Detroit 4-1 to Detroit. That game's final. The White Sox 4-2 winner over KC, a 2 winner over Houston. Philly a 1-0 winner over Milwaukee. There was a Chicago game on earlier. I'm not sure exactly what happened with the Cubs. I think they won. Yeah, they won 4-1 over Pittsburgh. For those of you who just need baseball, I have an opportunity tonight. I believe it's almost resident Sunday Night Baseball Night on ESPN. Let's go to ESPN Boston and see what kind of stuff's coming out of the Great Eastern World. We know the Red Sox have started to play better. But I got a feeling that that's not what the talk is going to be about today. Because Bostonians love their hockey, just like Blackhawks fans love this. Original Six final, a bit of a novelty. When the puck drops game one, the Stanley Cup Finals between Boston and Chicago, it will be the first all-original Six final since 1979, when the Canadiens defeated the New York Rangers against. While the hockey world is primed for the 2013 Cup Finals, the notion of an original six matchup probably means more to the NHL and the fans than it does to the teams involved. That's not to say the players are dismissing the importance of the history. They're only focused on one goal, and that's winning the cup. It's been a while since the original 16 met. I think it makes for an exciting, I guess, story, if you want to put it that way, Bruins coach Claude Julien said. But at the end of the day, no matter who you play, for me, it's about winning the series, and that is what the focus has to be on. Boston and Chicago have faced each other six previous times in the cup playoffs, but never in the finals. The last playoff meeting was in 78 when the Bruins swept the Blackhawks in the quarterfinals. Long time ago. Even for some of the older veterans, the Bruins series is all about the present and not about the historical organizations. To be honest, it doesn't matter at all, Bruins defenseman Dennis Seidenberg said. It could be a newer team and it wouldn't matter. It's about trying to win the series and playing our best hockey. Everything else doesn't matter. Kind of hard for anyone really to argue that. I mean, there is history there, but that history is a tad bit dated. And so now we hope they write some brand new history. That's how we have to look at this as fans. And again, so that's interesting. Hold on a second, guys. Block Talk Radio, you're on the air. It's Vince.
Oh, hi. How's it going, man?
Hey, man.
Am I on? Okay.
Yes, you are. What's going on?
Yeah, you're talking about the Blackhawks and the Bruins.
Yes, I am.
I personally think the Bruins will win in five. What did you have?
I actually have...
Do you have a prediction for them?
What common symbol is that if this series goes seven games, it actually favors Chicago just because of the team speed. However, our friends from the East Coast, who I love, are literally actually... That we go 7 actually favors the Blackhawks that somehow that favors them. Yeah, I think if it comes down to speed and it favors the Blackhawks, if it comes down to just fundamentals, then I think Boston may have a bit of an edge. But I think the goaltending is going to be absolutely key. And Tuukka Rask has been amazing.
He's been unstoppable.
Nothing sort of amazing. And again, while we thought Jonathan Quick was all to be all, well, Chicago's proven that not to be the case. So now it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, and you know, I Middle Earth. Look, I'd like to see Chicago win this thing in six, but the reality is I think this thing could actually go seven. It just comes down to who's going to make the mistake. You know, is it going to be a Seabrook giving it up, or to be a Milan Lukic giving it up? Someone's going to give it up at some point. It's going to make a difference. Not that it's going to turn the series. I think these teams are so fundamentally sound collectively. They're going to have a fun series. You're going to see 3-2, 2-1. I don't think you're going to see any blowouts. You're not going to see 7-5. You're not going to see 6-4.
Well, yeah, with the way the Bruins handled the Penguins, I think they'll be up to the challenge of the Blackhawks, and just I think they'll just take it to them. But I mean, that's just my opinion.
Well, that's great, man. What's your name?
My name's Jack. I'm from Cali.
Hi, Jack. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you too, man.
Okay. All right. Sports Vince, go ahead.
Oh, hello. This is Vladimir.
Hi, Vladimir.
I'm
what's
from
up?
Boston.
Yeah, good.
In my country of Russia, I used to play hockey, and but it was like a recreational activity, nothing serious.
Okay.
And I want to give you my opinion on the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Boston will be victorious just by how they handle the teams with the most talent. Because, they have a lot of average players, but they execute and have the support of a great Claude Julien.
That's true. And you have to give it to Claude and what he's done there. And because your goalie has been amazing. No one really saw this coming from, for Chicago, with Corey Crawford, that he would be able to kind of hold off the push of the Los Angeles Kings. And I think if Boston had not had the success against Pittsburgh they'd had, we'd be talking obviously about Vokun and what the Pens bring to the table. But such is the case when Tuukka Rask plays such fundamental netminder that nothing. I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins scored 2 goals in 4 games. That's amazing. When you have a Crosby, a Malkin. I mean, there's so much talent on that Pittsburgh squad. So maybe there's something to be said about that. Boston has played the best the East had to throw at it, and of course, Chicago's played the best that the West had to throw. Thank you for the call. Vladimir leaves the line open, 619-639-4747. So here comes all the hockey love. Boston, Chicago. Everyone's got a perspective. Everyone's got an opinion. You can be at Boston, and all of a sudden, here come all the hockey pundits, which is great. I love it. Again, I can tell you I am a Blackhawks fan, but I'm also a realist. I did not see the Pittsburgh Penguins being swept. Again, as a homer, spends time in Calgary, I really had said Jerome McGinley would have a shot to get to the finals. Once again, that did not happen. Somewhat becomes a Jerome at this point. Will be fun to see exactly how that all plays itself out. Anyway, Fast 60 Minutes of Sports. Jerome, as we started out, 11's up to June 9th, 49 passes an hour. Hopefully you guys enjoyed all the talk about all the sports. Your NBA heads tonight, you've got LeBron the Heat against San Antonio, the big fundamental, and Tim Duncan tonight. And again, if Duncan and the Spurs show up, it could be a really, really long night for the Heat. The Heat go down 2-0. This could be it could be rough going. But then again, you've got LeBron, you've got Wade. I still don't lost Chris Boston. He was with the Raptors. He was a good player. He's not a power forward. At best, he's a small. He just happens to be tall, lanky, and a bit of a goofball. But love him to death personally. Would never take anything from him. We'll be back.
January is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurant, so we're saying thanks with $3 6-inch sandwiches. That's right, our totally tasty egg salad and ham sandwiches are just $3 each. Hurry in, January only. Subway, think fresh, eat fresh.
Back on the dial, call 857-1217. Let's see what's going on. Fast 60 Minutes of Sports, who's this? Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Sasha. I want to talk about the NBA final.
Sasha, what's going on? What's your talk about the Heat and Spurs?
About the Heat and Spurs. I don't like, did you see the press conference of LeBron James? And how later on, he was joking around with Dwayne Wade and saying, like, interviewing him. I don't think he should be taking it this slightly. He's playing a talented team that has beaten him in 2007, and I just think he relies on his own talent, and he'll think he'll win no matter what.
Well, this is always a little bit LeBron, and for the pundits who don't like LeBron personally, it's because he has kind of that, it's all on my shoulders. I can will this team to win. It never works against a team as talented and as deep as the San Antonio Spurs. Eric Spoelstra, as I said earlier in the show, was simply outcoached by Greg Popovich, and you know, again, and outplayed by the big fundamental. The fundamentals that the Spurs bring and that the Heat are accustomed to. You can physical them left and right, is what Indiana did. But the reality is, when you physical them and then you score with basics, Tony Parker on transition, Tony Parker off the dribble, you open yourself up to so many opportunities. So I concur with you. And if tonight's game does not go the Heat's way, they're in serious trouble. They're in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Sasha, your thoughts on how do you think tonight's game will go? And Sasha drop off. Leaves the line open. 619-639-4747. In the NHL, or if you've got thoughts on the forthcoming National Football League season, we are here to have that conversation with you. This is the Fast Moving Sports. Seven and a half to go in today's ride. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. To my family in Richland Park, I'm coming back to the States the end of June. We'll be spending July together, and I am sure we'll have a whole lot to talk about with whatever comes of the NHL Finals, whatever comes of the NBA Finals. We're going to have to limp through a summer of poor baseball in the city, it looks like, with the White Sox and the Cubs, but you know what? And uniquely enough, I can't be too mad at the Cubs. We knew when they decided to go, yes, it was going to be bad. I mean, really, really bad. And for what it's worth, it's better than I guess people thought it would be, but it's still bad baseball. There's no other way to put it. Being up here in Calgary, we see a lot of Toronto Blue Jays, and that team on paper should actually be dominating its division. So that's a little bit of an anomaly. But again, you don't play it on paper, right? Play it on the field, and that's what's going to make this thing a whole lot of fun for those who are watching. Anyway, let's see. News out of the world of sports. Rafael Nadal wins today over Ferrer in straight sets. Woo-woo. Serena wins yesterday over Sharapova. Two of the most talented women in sports. Forget the fact they both play tennis, and tennis doesn't get the love it probably. Those are the most talented. Sharapova is just a beautiful young woman. Serena, if you ask Amy Fox, he still wants to be the tennis. You know, we should add that. That to the thing. And I your tennis ball. Yeah, we need to add that. Jamie Foxx's addition from the ESPYs a few years ago. That was great. Anyway, seems like we've lost a lot of our commercials, which is probably a good thing because that means we get to chat more. Anyway, things are tough, man. So, what? Now what? We're going to talk more about how I think Chicago wins this thing in six. That's not cool, no? You still think Boston's going to win this thing in seven games? You realize game seven would be in Chicago, and that means the series would be tied 3-3. Now, I will humbly submit, Tuukka Rask has been on his head. He's a beast. But I don't see game seven in Chicago going Boston's way. If Boston's going to win, they're going to have to win in six. And they've closed it out in game six. Okay? I don't see this being in five. But again, game one tonight in Chicago will be a real telltale, at least to the bit of a microcosm this could become. Fine, you know, some weaknesses, anomalies. Again, goaltending is just, it's so specialized. And when you're really, really good at it, and again, you keep things in front of you. Corey Crawford at the beginning of the year, he was supposed to be the weak part of this team. And it turns out he was the strong team. Dave Patrick came on his head, but to be expected, Bickle played out of his mind. But here come the Bruins. They're going to physically beat you. They're going to slow the game down, and they're going to beat you with pressure. And I don't, again, know. I mean, this will be the first time I think the Blackhawks have seen this kind of pressure from any team. Say none of the teams in the West have brought it. They remind you a lot of, now I'll say this, in the 2004 Calgary Flames did that. They were a slow, melodic team. Really, really beat you. They pounded you. They pounded you with pressure. And so now here come the Boston Bruins into Chicago, into the home skill, the transition, the speed, and they're going to try to go down the number one in the Chicago Blackhawks. And if there's any team that can do it, it is indeed the Boston Bruins. Don't even get that twisted. It is the Boston Bruins. Pittsburgh would have came in and matched speed for speed. You would have some six games. Seriously, people stop, you know, Kane and Taves, and chances are Crawford would have struggled with Malkin and Crosby. So now you get good old-fashioned original six hockey starting in Chicago. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Game two in the NBA tonight. Spurs Heat. Too much going on. Too much fun. I still like the big fundamental. I think he's Tim Duncan, despite his personal issues this past year with a divorce and everything, is going to be a little bit too much for the Miami Heat. Even if they lose tonight and they get back to San Antonio 1-1, I bet this is my contention now that they come back out of San Antonio after the two games there. It'll be 3-1. Or, again, if San Antonio pulls out tonight, this series could go back and end in San Antonio, which would, I'm sure, make all of San Antonio thrilled. Now, to the expansion of sorts, Chicago has a problem. It is the third largest market in the United States, but it is not growing. The largest market, which was once the fifth, is now the fourth, and is growing crazily, is Houston, Texas. The NHL has to take a serious look at putting an organization in the city of Houston. Should Houston get an NHL franchise? The answer certainly is yes. Can they support it? Yeah. Will they support it? That's kind of why they want to move. It's not a matter of size and commitment. From a community, from a society. And it can start as young as your kids. Do we promote the game? Do we treat the game appropriately? Do we do it as we should? Had Atlanta's a fair weather fan base for some time. Let's go back to the Atlanta Braves. They were really good in the mid-90s, and Greg Maddux and Smoltz, and they were pushing the World Series every single year. You can't sell out the stadium. How does that happen? How does that happen? The Chicago Cubs get the worst team out of the deal, 30,000 every day. Baseball in the middle of the week, you'll sell it. That the Chicago White Sox, in the year they won the World Series 2005, it took them getting to the ALCS before they could start selling out U.S. Cellular Field. Fair weather. It just is what it is. So I hope and trust that Houston is given a chance to get an NHL franchise. They embrace it, and they see it, they do it the right way, because that is a beautiful city and a beautiful market. I got colleagues, and again, I am a fan of Houston, Texas. Right, not necessarily a fan of the football program because it beat my Bears last year, but again, stuff there. So as we wind it down, the last minute seconds belong to the Chicago Blackhawks. Let's put one more time. Kaner's all three goals. What it sounded like.
I think that's up in the quick side. It was trying to be icing and realized it wasn't. Now here's a chance for Patrick Kane, and he scores. To be quick to realize that it wasn't icing. Williams, Bickle right on him, and Bob goes! And boy, are the Kings upset that there wasn't a penalty on this play. It is now 3-2 Chicago. Sends it around to the near side of the Chicago zone. Bickle, they force a turnover. Here's Kane to Kane. 2-on-1, hustling back his point. Up a shot. Goal! Patrick Kane in overtime!
In Chicago these days. All right, that's going to do it. Top of the hour. I love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. We will see you next time on the Fixing the Sports with an update on the NHL playoff breakdown, as well as an update on the NBA, what's going on around your world. Have a great, great rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next time only on the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. Good day, everybody.